Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. Actually, today is Christmas Day, isn't it?
对啊,今天12月15日。
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
But in 1 week from now, it will be New Year's. So, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping, you're too late.
对啊,都已经过了。
If it's today and you still haven't bought the presents for Christmas for people...You should start learning how to say, I'm really sorry. But it's not too late to plan your New Year's holiday.
Right.
Right? Because that's in a week from now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will be going to Taipei 101, mm-hmm. that area, to watch the concerts down in Taichung, Kaohsiung, Tainan, Taidong, Hualien.
You can go to Hong Kong.
Many towns have uh-huh. them. You can go to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. That's right. Maybe go to New York and go to the big...New Year's holiday celebration there. Today, we're going to be joining our friends Pat and Jeffrey as they plan their New Year's Eve celebration.
So let's take a look.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year! Where are we going to celebrate New Year's Eve?
Here.I listed all the possibilities. The first one is Japan.
I'd like to visit Japan, but the Japanese usually celebrate New Year's Eve at home.
I'll pass. Let's go somewhere to see fireworks.
How about New York? There's always a big countdown before the fireworks.
Sorry, I went there before.
What a pity.Hey, fireworks along the River Thames would be fantastic.
Isn't it freezing cold in England now?
Well, we need to decide soon.
Let's keep reading. We'll find something.
Word power!
List. List. The teacher listed the books we must read this school year. The teacher listed the books we must read this school year. Visit. Visit. Ashley visited the U.S. for the first time in the summer.Ashley visited the U.S. for the first time in the summer. Fantastic, fantastic. Jillian had a fantastic time bowling with her friends. Jillian had a fantastic time bowling with her friends. Keep, 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 kept.Kept. It was dark, but Maria wanted to keep playing outside. It was dark, but Maria wanted to keep playing outside.
Ooh, so they're planning to go somewhere far away, aren't they?
应该是吧，因为他们不是在看什么旅游书吗？ Yeah. 还有一些 vacation magazines.
That's right, travel books, vacation magazines. If they're going to Taipei 101...They don't need that.
不用啦，直接去就好啦。
They need an easy card. That's all.
Right.
So they're planning on leaving Taiwan. Okay, well, Pat says, where are we going to celebrate New Year's Eve? Mm-hmm. All right, good question. Jeffrey's been doing some research, been finding some information on the internet. He says, here, I listed all the possibilities. The first one is Japan. Okay, well, we know there's more than one.He's listed the possibilities. Possibilities are kind of like choices, the different options or choices you might have, okay? To list something is to write all of those choices or possibilities in a list. So you write them one after another, so it's easy for you to look at the list and go, I like that one. I choose that one. All right, so making a list helps you organize your information.And helps you remember your information, too, in a simple way.
Right. 所以其实到底这个、过年的假期可以去哪里呢？有很多种选择啊。当然选择我们可能会用 choice, selection. 现在我们看到这个字叫做 possibility. Possibility 本来就有可能性或者是所谓的可能的意思。那 Jeffrey 呢他把所有的东西都列下来了。第一个呢就是可以去日本。不过我们回过头来看这个动词的所谓的 list。List 本来当名词就是一列什么什么东西，可能有三项、五项、七项、十几项，一个 list 就是列举下来的项目。那当然当动词就变成有列举的意思。不过刚才 Michael 特别提到，如果我们把什么东西一项一项的写下来， we're making a list. Make a list.
That's right. You can make a list、mm-hmm. or you can write a list.、Mm-hmm. Or of course, we can also use it as a verb here, right?、Mm. To list things. I will list all of the people I want to...ask to my birthday party,、
mm.
right? Make a list or to list. Okay, for example, the teacher listed the books we must read this school year. So they put all of the names of the books. Now you know what you do for your homework,、mm. okay? Well, Japan is the first one on the list. Pat says, though, I'd like to visit Japan, but the Japanese usually celebrate New Year's Eve at home.
So?、Oh.
Well, I guess、
so、
he's,
that'd be cool.
He's kind of, but he doesn't know people in Japan. So they'll、
oh,
go and they'll go to Tokyo and where
and
is
nobody,
everybody?
Nobody
oh, they're、
here.
All at home.
Oh,
Maybe、
see.
It's because Japan can be quite cold at that time of the year. So for people to go outside,、
mm-hmm.
They don't want to do that.、Mm. But he still wants to visit Japan. To visit is to go to a place that you don't live in for a short period of time. So if you're on holiday, if you're going to see your grandmother and she lives in another city...And you'll stay for 2-3 days, maybe a week, maybe a month, but you're going to come home after some time. You are just visiting. You aren't living there, you are visiting there.
嗯，所以只是去参观一下，造访一下，或者是拜访某人都可以用 visit.
嗯，
所以我们可能会 visit a place, 比如说去日本看一看啊，去日本玩一玩啊， visit Japan, 或者是回家看外婆啊， visit a grandmom, 或者是 visit...Anyways, 参观一个地方或者是拜访某人都可以用这个动词 visit.
Yes, for example, Ashley visited the U.S. for the first time in the summer. So she went there to、mm-hmm. spend a few weeks and came home. Great. Yes, Japan is great, but、going somewhere on New Year's Eve with nobody out in the streets or having fun, that could be boring. So Jeffrey says, I'll pass, okay? If someone offers you something, would you like this? And you don't want it,、mm-hmm. you say, I'll pass, you know? Pass it on, give it to someone else, I don't want it.、
Mm-hmm. Okay? 这好像有点像在打牌的时候。
Mm-hmm.
Pass. Pass. 就把它对、
yeah.
就我这、那这个不要好了。第一个是日本、oh, I'll pass.
That's right.
那日本不要好了。
Yeah, it's a、mm-hmm. casual way of saying no thank you.、
Okay.
I'll pass.All right. Jeffrey then says, let's go somewhere to see fireworks. Ah, so he wants to see fireworks for New Year's Eve, like they do here in Taiwan. Pat has an idea, though. How about New York?、
Mm.
New York City, that's right, in America. There's always a big countdown before the fireworks. True, in Times Square in New York, they have that big ball and it drops slowly.、
Mm.
And then it reaches the bottom at、mm. midnight. Big fireworks show.Thousands and thousands of people in the streets. That would be a pretty good party.
Yeah. 而且很多人哦。
Yes, lots of people. I went there once. Crazy.
Crazy? Did you see the countdown?
I did. We saw it all, but it was just hours of standing outside in the cold.
So a little、yeah. bit like here in Taiwan, Taipei 101.
But much colder.
Oh,
much colder.
Right.
Much colder.
有下雪吗? Did it snow?
It did snow a little bit.But sometimes that time of year is so cold that、
uh-huh.
it doesn't snow. Sometimes.
太冷了，没有下。
It's very, like, minus 25.
What?
Very cold. My fingers, toes, I couldn't feel them. My nose, my ears, couldn't feel them. Very cold.
那还是在家看电视。
So, bring a hat, a scarf, a big jacket, gloves, if you go to New York City.、
Mm-hmm.
Some people wouldn't want to go there. Or like me, some people have already been there, like Jeffrey. He、mm-hmm. says, sorry, I went there before. I、
oh,
went there before, so he's already done the whole、
mm-hmm.
New York thing. Doesn't want to do it.、Mm. I'll pass, he says on that one. Pat says, what a pity. Then he thinks, fireworks along the River Thames would be fantastic.
太不适合哦。
The Thames in、wow. London, yes. There's another idea. New York's a great city. London's a great city. We also had that expression, what a pity. You、mm. say that when you hear some bad news. Oh, too bad. What a pity. So sorry.
所以其实在这边的 pity 指的是一种遗憾的心情，或者是很遗憾、很可惜的一件事情。哎，好可惜哦，哈，你已经去过了，那这样今年就不能去咯，好可惜哦。What a pity.
But if you hear some good news, you might say fantastic. Like seeing fireworks in London would be fantastic. Fantastic is like wonderful, great, awesome, super. It's something that's big and good in a way. All right, fantastic. How was that food?
Fantastic.
Oh, my pizza was fantastic too.
Fantastic.
What a pity.
那猪血糕怎么样？盐酥鸡好不好吃？
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Oh, so delicious. Let's find out another thing about fantastic. Our example sentence, Jillian had a fantastic time bowling with her friends. She had a really fun, happy, good time.
所以其实这个形容词很常用，而且也很好用。我们常会说 good, great. 还不如来学学比较炫的 fantastic,、超赞的。Fantastic.
Amazing. Fantastic. All right. But Jeffrey has a good question. He says, isn't it freezing cold in England now?
你很冷吗？
Not as cold as New York, usually, but it can still be cold. Compared to Taipei, yes.
Is it raining?
It might be raining. It might even
be snowing.
It might be snowing. London doesn't snow very much, but it does sometimes. Yeah. So that time of year, maybe, but it will definitely be pretty cold.
Well...他说的 cold 是 freezing cold.
Freezing cold.
So it means everything freezes?
What temperature does water freeze?
Zero.
Zero, exactly. So if the cold,the temperature is around zero or lower, then it's freezing cold. Water will actually turn into ice. It's freezing.
对啊，因为对我们来说，可能寒流来什么15度、13度，我们就已经觉得很冷了。可是如果这个冷是接近零度的话，超冷的都快下雪，这个时候你的形容词 cold 可能不足以形容它的冷，就会说 freezing cold,超冷都快下雪了。
That's right. Well, Pat is starting to feel a little bit worried. He says, well, we need to decide soon, right? They can't just keep talking about where to go. They have to pick a place because they have to buy tickets andget the hotel and all that stuff. Jeffrey says, let's keep reading. We'll find something. So they go back to their list. He wants to keep reading. To keep verb means to continue to do that. Okay, so if you keep playing baseball, you continue to play baseball. You don't stop. If you think you might have a big test tomorrow and you're worried about getting a good grade...Your friends, your mom, someone might say, well, keep studying. Don't stop. Don't go watch TV or play computer games or go to sleep. Continue or keep studying.
所以在这里的 keep doing something 就变成有继续做某事的意思。注意它的用法哦，是 keep doing something. 比如说，不管啦，我们还是要再看看有没有别的资讯。Let's keep reading. 或者是在例句当中提到的，我们到外面玩吧。这个继续玩 ,keep playing. 不过最后可能要提醒大家，就是 keep 这个动词它的三态，过去式跟过去分词会变成 kept,K-E-P-T. 所以它的三态是 keep, kept, kept.
That's right, our example sentence, it was dark, but Maria wanted to keep playing outside. She didn't want to stop. Well, I don't want to stop this class either because I'm having such a good time.But it seems we do have to stop. We can't keep going. So we'll take a short break now.
So they haven't decided yet.
They haven't decided. They're still thinking about it. Time is going very quickly. They have to choose soon.
How about stay here?
Yeah, that would be one thing you could do, right? It's much cheaper than going to London or New York.
对啊，又快，对不对？直接去101。
They could do that. Or maybe they could do something in a warm place. What about going to, like, Thailand or the Philippines? They must have some kind of special New Year's celebrations.
对哦，也可以去东南亚啊，像印尼啊，泰国都不错。
Anyways, we're going to have another day with Jeffrey and Pat tomorrow. So why don't you guys come back, and together we will all find out where these two guys will go and spend their New Year's Eve. We'll see you then.
See you then.
Maybe the moon.
It's nice to go to the theater, but I am not interested in comedies.
It's nice to go to the theater, but I am not interested in comedies.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus 小聚会 I'm Buffy. 今天啊，要做一个跟电影有关的心理测验哦，是从拿电影票看出你的个性。以下三个选项，大家选选看吧。你买好电影票之后会 A 把电影票放进口袋里 ，B 把电影票放进钱包内 ，C 把电影票紧握在手上。选好了吗？赶快来看看结果吧。选 A 的你呢，无法敞开心胸，非常的固执己见，而且是个个性刚烈、爱恨分明的人。选 B 的你呢，交友广泛，很容易与人打成一片，懂得体恤别人且待人亲切。选 C 的你呢，一旦决定要做什么事，便努力耐心的去做，是积极行动派哦，相当值得信任。好啦，不管结论准不准，今天的句子都要学起来，就是It's nice to go to the theater, but I'm not interested in comedies. Go to the theater 就是去电影院看电影。Be interested in something 就是对某事感兴趣。加上否定词 not 就是对某事不感兴趣啦。Comedy 就是喜剧片。之后如果有人约你去看喜剧片，但是你并不感兴趣，就可以说 It's nice to go to the theater.But I'm not interested in comedies. 好啦，小聚会的时间又到了，再复习一次今天的句子吧。See you soon and Merry Christmas, everyone!
It's nice to go to the theater, but I am not interested in comedies.
It's nice to go to the theater, but I am not interested in comedies.
Chit chat!
鬼话我是不信，可是我相信他们存在。I believe in ghosts.
表姐啊 ，Christmas is my favorite holiday. I'm going to write to Santa and tell Santa that I want to get. What's wrong?
Don't tell me you still believe Santa Claus. 你该不还相信你圣诞老公公真的还存在吧
？What?、Uh-huh. 你的意思是说圣诞老公公不存在吗？那这么多年我都是写给谁？你说，
我忘了关门，不好意思哈。
哦，那有谁可以告诉我，到底圣诞老公公是真的还是骗人的呢？嗯，不过话又说回来，刚刚表姐好像呢，不知道是心虚还怎么样，就犯了一个口误嘞。她说 ，Don't tell me you still believe Santa Claus。她可是把 believe 给错用喽。If you believe something, you think it is true.For example, why didn't you believe what I said? And if you believe someone, you think they are telling the truth. For example, please believe me, I didn't take your book. 可是啊，刚刚表姐要说的是，你该不还相信圣诞老公公还存在吧？所以她应该要用的是 believe in. If we believe in something, we think that it exists.所以他刚刚应该要说的是 Don't tell me you still believe in Santa Claus 另外呢 Believe 还有其他的意思哦 If you believe in something or somebody You think that thing or that person is good For example I don't believe in dieting You should lose weight by doing exercise and eating healthy
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Believe 是相信某人说的或是某事的真实性，而 believe in somebody 则是表示相信某人是存在的哦。
Three, two, one, Happy New Year! Where are we going to celebrate New Year's Eve?
Here, I listed all the possibilities.The first one is Japan.
I'd like to visit Japan, but the Japanese usually celebrate New Year's Eve at home.
I'll pass. Let's go somewhere to see fireworks.
How about New York? There's always a big countdown before the fireworks.
Sorry, I went there before.
What a pity. Hey...Fireworks along the River Thames would be fantastic.
isn't it freezing cold in England now?
Well, we need to decide soon.
Let's keep reading. We'll find something.
List. List. The teacher listed the books we must read this school year. The teacher listed the books we must read this school year. Visit. Visit. Ashley visited the U.S. for the first time in the summer. Ashley visited the U.S. for the first time in the summer. Fantastic. Fantastic. Jillian had a fantastic time bowling with her friends. Jillian had a fantastic time bowling with her friends. Keep. Keep. Keep, kept, kept. It was dark, but Maria wanted to keep playing outside. It was dark, but Maria wanted to keep playing outside.